This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. An association based in Washington, D.C. is putting a creative spin on educating the public about using pesticides. CropLife America, the national trade association that represents the manufacturers, formulators, and distributors of pesticides, has a new campaign that uses humor to educate people about the benefits of pesticides on farmers' crops. Jen O'Sullivan is the director of communications and marketing for the association, and she was some of the brains behind the new campaign.
CropLife America represents the agrochemical companies, distributors, equipment around crop protection products, so herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, pesticides. We are the National Trade Association, so we do a lot of the overarching government work, representing the entire industry, on issues that are important to, basically all of agriculture. And we also have a legal department that deals with different things in that area. And then I get to do the fun part, which is communications of basically really exciting, innovative campaigns to talk about agriculture.
Well, it's very important that we have that voice, and as everyone I think in this room knows right now, is that we need to stand up for agriculture. So great for you to be doing that with CropLife America and doing it in a fun way, I've learned. A new campaign going on, so fill us in on some of the things you're promoting and how you're doing that.
So we have a couple different campaigns going on. This year we kind of decided to theme our year Ag Loud, Ag Proud. It's a hashtag. Hashtag Ag Loud, Ag Proud. And the whole basis of it was, why are you part of agriculture and why are you proud to be part of agriculture? And we wanted people to talk about it. So everything we've put out there, it's not about us necessarily. It's about the whole community. So we had a selfie drive that started in about April, and we've had hundreds of people, elected officials, farmers, people across the United States that have tagged their selfies, Ag Loud, Ag Proud, and said, I'm out on the farm and I'm proud to be part of agriculture. And here's my picture with my cow, which is really cool. So it's great because it was not meant to be just specifically about us, but really to kind of keep a positive communication going about the entire agriculture community. So that started in April. And then about a month ago, we launched The Talk, which is a humorous approach to talking about crop protection. We have about 30 to 40 second videos. They were meant to go on social media. And we have a caricature of the guy that everybody, two of the videos feature the guy that nobody can get rid of in the office. He just happens to be dressed kind of like a pest. So he's got some wings, he's wearing a green suit, got some antennas. But the whole idea at the end, the announcer comes in and talks about, you can't get rid of that guy, but good thing we have crop protection. Farmers have crop protection, get rid of pests and disease. So this is just, the whole idea was, hey, let's make this more approachable and let's open up the conversation and talk about why pesticides are necessary and why farmers use them.
I would say I appreciate very much the humorous approach, because you have critics of the ag industry that are looking at us saying, I don't want you to use pesticides or herbicides or whatever it may be, but I think if you can relate it to a pest, being a person, that gives them a good understanding. And I would say it is really important that we spread that message to consumers that might not have the experience with agriculture that we all do.
Well, and it's funny because we have people, of course, we get our people that just don't like us. And we've even had a couple of them go, oh, actually, these are really funny. So we actually, they couldn't spin it negatively. They didn't come after us. They were like, oh, this is kind of funny. And they watched the videos, which is the whole point. It's just reaching out and cutting through all of the, I would say, more preachy kind of approach to getting your information out. Unfortunately, people don't respond to that. So we had to find a new way, and this is how we did it.
Well, it sounds like a great plan, and I wish you luck with that campaign. And really, it just sounds like CropLife America is the voice for those ag retailers in rural America doing what they do every day, but you can help explain that to the country.
Well, and if you want to go see the videos and you want to watch them, share them, listen to them, check out giveacrop.org. because that is the website, and you can hashtag give a crop also when you post your videos. And so put them out there. If you enjoy them, share them with your friends.
Jen O'Sullivan, Director of Communications for CropLife America. In other news, the ethanol industry says it's pleased with the Environmental Protection Agency's just-issued final rule for the amount of ethanol to be allowed in the nation's fuel supply next year. Both the Renewable Fuels Association and Growth Energy are reacting favorably to the EPA decision, allowing 15 billion gallons of conventional ethanol biofuel production in 2017. Growth Energy's Tom Buis had this to say.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. They finally got to the statutory level that Congress intended. It's certainly very important to continue to advance the opportunity for consumers to buy higher blends of E15 put in their cars.
Bob Dineen of the Renewable Fuels Association also responded.
They really listened, and they recognized that they had gotten it wrong in the proposal, and they were willing to increase the numbers across the board, recognizing that there was increased gasoline demand, that there was increased infrastructure that would allow higher level blends to be sold.
The total renewable fuel standard volume is nearly 19.3 billion gallons, with nearly 4.3 billion of that in advanced biofuels, leaving a target of 15 billion gallons for conventional biofuels, including ethanol. Almost 40 senators in a June letter to EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy urged a strong renewable fuel standard after the agency proposed 200 million gallons less than the law allows next year. 17 House Biofuels Caucus members wrote a similar letter in July. The agency also undershot statutory targets last year when it issued 3 years' worth of delayed RFS rules. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.